The Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Any kindness shown, any help given to the people of Christ will not lose its reward. Filling in for a team member, sharing paid time off, changing the roll of toilet paper when you get to the last sheet, refilling a cup of coffee for someone else when you fill up your own, raking the neighbor's leaves, feeding the neighbor's cat, reusing grocery bags, bringing your own, learning CPR, sharing kindness with a child, bringing snacks to soccer practice, saying hello to people in the store, asking your loved ones at the end of the day, "How are you?" or "What can I do?" Being there for a friend who is going through a rough time, writing a thank you note, doing laundry for a college student, visiting people in person. Bring something baked to your next gathering. Sharing a gift that means something special. Put a coin in someone else's parking meter. Saving someone's life. Participating in tough love. Not drinking around someone who has trouble with alcohol. Expressing generosity when given the chance, donating food to the neighbor's place, and putting empty bowls on your calendar. Encouraging a friend, giving yourself some time, opening the door for someone, paying it forward through the drive-thru, doing a 5K for a good cause, volunteering at the warming center, making a quilt for Lutheran World Relief, teaching Sunday school, mentoring confirmation, acolyting, writing a teacher that made a difference in your life all those years ago and letting them know how much you thank God for them and their ministry. Any kindness shown, any help given to the people of Christ will not lose its reward. Offering a hug, playing basketball with a neighbor kid, introducing yourself, learning to say hello in different languages, sending a note or a care package to a soldier, watching your grandchild, mentoring your grandchild, taking a nap after watching your grandchild, having conversation at the dinner table, teaching someone about your faith, offering to do the dishes when you were not the one who cooked, writing a letter and sending it in the mail instead of shooting someone a text, bringing donuts for your coworkers. There's apparently a baked goods theme in this sermon. Offering to take a picture for the couple. Going to the funeral. Finding a cause that you care about and supporting it with your money and your time. Singing for the joy of others. Calling your mom, if you still can. Calling your son or your daughter, if you still can. Checking in with your sibling, maybe even being the bigger person. Leaving a generous tip, writing a message that is kind on the napkin, bringing chocolate to yoga, letting someone else decide what to watch, offering someone your pen, doing what you love to do because you love to do it and the world needs it. Lending a friend your favorite book. Creating a holiday for the person that you love the most. Buying a cake, throwing a party, and celebrating them for who they are. Taking time to listen. Taking time to back away just a little bit. Visiting the Humane Society. Scratching the ears of a kitty. Taking the dog on a second walk. Leaving change on the edge of a wishing fountain. Donating your hair after a haircut. Parking just a little bit further away so that people need the close spots have them. Giving your umbrella away to a stranger. Picking up litter on the way into the store. Riding your bike to work. Reconnecting with an old friend that really helped you through a certain stage of life. Any kindness shown, any help given to the people of Christ does not lose its reward. And Jesus is talking about a cup of water. That's it. Just a cup of water, not losing its reward. He doesn't ask people to do great things for others in this text. There's nothing in there that's beyond anyone's power. Jesus asks instead of the disciples and of all of us that simple things be done for the reason that we belong to Christ and that we bear Christ's name. And so that means everyone, no exceptions, everyone in need of a claim, need has a claim upon us because everyone is dear to Christ. Because God so loved the world, he gave more than a cup of water. He gave his only son for all creation, but specifically for love of you. I think if Jesus was here in the flesh, maybe sitting somewhere over on the piano side, living and breathing in a physical way among us, he would have helped us in the most practical way that he could, because he was always attentive to the people that were around them, even though it may not have seemed like he was always helping. And now in his name, that duty falls upon us. It's not required of us for our salvation, but it's gifted to us. We get to do these things in the name of Christ as his body broken for the sake of the world. Because without engaging in the work of caring for God's beloved, we can get kind of distracted, or even worse, a little self-absorbed. And when the parts of us that cause us to sin, Jesus says, don't let them get in your way. Get rid of them. Send those destructive thoughts, that addictive behavior, that toxic relationship, that negative attitude, that hurtful action, cut it out. Cut it off. Literally, he says, send it straight to hell. And get back to sharing that cup of cold water with someone who is thirsty. Not in your name, but in Jesus' name. If only John would have said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name and we tried to stop him because he was not following you." But instead, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is not about us. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. And sharing that cup of cold water, casting out that demon, or whatever simple care we can show with the time that God has given to us for the sake of Christ and done in his name, sets us free. Liberates us from the bondage of sin and the claim that we believe has a stake on our lives. Although it doesn't, because you bear Christ's name. And because Christ is here, we're empowered again to do his work by his love for the sake of the world. That's the gospel. It sets us free. It gives us purpose. It liberates us and brings us life. In Christ's name, thanks be to God. Amen.